relationship intervention.
In case you missed it, we had Mix listener Greg call in asking for your help with this.
I'm a second grade teacher. I actually just found out that one of the students is the son of this guy who used to bully me all throughout middle school and high school. I don't know if I should tell my principal the situation or just keep it to myself and see how the year kind of plays out.
And this was your advice.
I'm a teacher also, so I would definitely not try to approach the bully. I would definitely get the principal involved.
All right, Greg, so what did you decide to do?
I handle the drop-off and pick-up line for the students. And while I was doing that from one of my duties for the day, he actually recognized me. Mike recognized me. It was definitely awkward.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
He recognized you.
Yeah.
And here I was telling you, just pretend like nothing happened. So what did you do?
Well,
what
was
your reaction?
It was bound to happen.
Right, but what was your reaction with him?
Well, he didn't even know what to say, and I was numb like I was back in grade school again, to be honest with you. So then he sent me an email. I wasn't expecting him to send me the email. I was really thinking that I was going to reach out to him and talk to him about it, but he actually sent me an email that same night and apologized for his behavior.
Oh, my.
Well, that's what happens when you have kids. All of a sudden, you start getting a little softer, and you're like, gosh, I look at my kid. Do I want somebody treating my kid like that? Maybe that's what his reaction was.
No doubt.
When he saw you.
No doubt. So he owned up to it. He knew what he did was wrong, and he apologized to you. Did he say anything else?
Not in the moment. Like I said, he really didn't even know what to say. But in his email, I'll just tell you a little bit about what he said. He said that he was jealous of me because of how many of the kids in our grade actually liked me and found me to be like really funny and stuff.
Wow.
And he said he feels just so terrible about it. And it was a really nice email. And I that was the last thing I was expecting.
You must have been so taken aback by that email, Greg.
Yeah, I really was. At first, I was telling the principal that there might be an issue, but the principal wound up setting us up a meeting time for us all to sit down and have a cordial conversation. And then he sent me this email. So I'm still definitely going to do the meeting with him, but it feels a lot better now that there's already been an apology beforehand.
And he's taking ownership of how he acted. Mm-hmm. That's not something you hear every day. There's a lot of people that don't hear from their bullies and get an apology like that.
Or the bully has got too much of an ego and would have just turned away from you. Amazing.
I'm really happy to hear that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, that's best case scenario. The bully confronted it. The bully spoke up and said, I was wrong and I'm sorry. Greg, is this giving you closure?
For sure. 100%. I feel like I actually have like a little bit more of a better relationship with his son and him since this all has happened.
Yeah.
Prior to that, you know, his son was just one of the kids in class that I respected as any one of my students.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm happy to see him and know that he's a good kid because he's being raised by a good father. It feels really good.
Oh, listen to you, Greg. Oh, wow. This is a happy relationship intervention.
You can really hear it in your voice, too. There's like that relief, like, you know, that right off your chest. Everything is just relaxed now. That's great.
And it's kind of making me think about people that might be listening and perhaps have maybe been that mean person, that bully in the past. Look at social media. There's ways
nasty
to get in contact with people. Well, imagine what that would be like if somebody went back in their past and said, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did. I was going through
someone,
my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong.
Sorry I was so nasty back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
You might be, yeah.
Greg.
You may have opened the door for some people here, Greg.
I totally agree. And if you're even contemplating doing it, if you're one of the listeners right now, you should go out and do it. Find that person's information, send them a message on Facebook, send them an email. And, you know, even if they don't remember you, it'll feel better for you.
Oh,
that's
Greg.
Really good.
And this is why we know you're a good teacher, Greg. Look at you.
You're a man.
Wow.
I want to be in your class.
Thank you so much for bringing this to the air. And we're really glad that it worked out this way for you. This is a success. Awesome. Well, keep in contact with us. Good luck with the rest of the school year. Like Radar had mentioned, thank you for being a teacher and for teaching those second graders. You don't see a lot of male teachers nowadays. Like male teachers, it's important for these young men and women to have these good male role models. Shout out to you, Greg, for doing what you're doing. Thanks so much for being on Relationship Intervention.
Awesome. Thank you.
And anybody else listening, you want to come to the radio and work through some situations or problems you're dealing with a family member, coworker, neighbor, whoever it might be, send us that message at facebook.com/991themix. Best of luck to you, Greg. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Awesome. Have a great day.